Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We are on Chaf Aleph. We're a nice chunk of the way down. It must be 15, 20 lines down. We're by the two dots where it says Gufa. So Gufa. So Amaz Iri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, the Iri said yesterday, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, that Dam Shebishlu, if you cook Dam, Eino over a love. Somehow, you're not over on eating Dam. Right? There's an issue to eat, drink Dam. There's an issue, it's an Aveira, you're not allowed to do that. If you cook the Dam, somehow the Aveira went away. That's what the Iri said. Eino over love. Dam shebishlu, eino over love. Right?
Nothing
even just cooking. No, you're allowed to cook dam. The only thing you're not allowed to cook is meat and milk you're not allowed to cook together, even if you don't eat it. Dam, no issue cooking it. Says the Iri, if you cook it, you're not over if you eat it. Why? It loses its status of dam. That's what he said. I'm not saying we agree with it, that's what he said. So, what? It does? Juices, you mean?
Exactly.
That's cher, that's not dam.
What is it?
It's cher, it's a sack, it's a juice.
Yeah, it's not dam, because...
It's not dam.
Whatever, so that's what he says. So Yosef Rava, v'ka'amal al ha-shmaitza, so Rava said this over to Abaya. Rava said this over. Ze'iri said in Achayev. Esve Abaya, Abaya said, I don't know what Ze'iri is talking about. It says, ha-kafa es ha-dam, if somebody makes dam hard, right, he freezes it, he congeals it, the achlo, and he eats it. Oh, the opposite. Oh, shehimcha es hachelev, or he melts down, not melts down, heats up, chelev, so it becomes liquidy, the gummo, and he swallows it, chayev, you're chayev. What's the Iri talking about? If you harden dam, you're chayev. What's the difference if you harden it, you cook it, what's the difference? Right, in other words, you change the dam, you're still chayev. What's the Iri talking about? Right? So, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, the Iri was talking about shehikva ba'or. Where you heat it with fire. Then you're putter. Kan, the Brisa was talking about shehikva b'chama. When you did that in the sunlight, you hardened it in the sunlight with solar power. Solar power, dam, is chayiv. But firepower dam is potter. That's how we answer the kasha. What's the difference? So, what? No, that's not what the Gemara says. Be'or, if you cook it with fire, lo hadar. It's never going to revert back to dam. So you've changed it, you're not chayiv. Bechama, hadar. With the sun, solar powered, it'll go back to being regular dam.
Doesn't cook it
in the same kind of way.
Yeah.
Right. Now, bichama, so what that with the sunlight it reverts back to dam? So what? We have a rule. Hoel, bichama nami, lema, let's say, hoel v'idchi, idchi. Once it got pushed off, in other words, it's not dam right now, it can never become dam again. We have a rule like that throughout Shas. The habayimine, Rav Mani, Mir of Yochanan, Rav Mani asked Rav Yochanan once this question. Dam shekarash, if blood congealed, va'ochlo, mahu. Are you chayiv for eating dam like that? Amale, ho'ol v'nidche, yidche. Once it got pushed off, it's pushed off. You can reheat it or whatever, make it doesn't make a difference. Right? So,
Does that answer the question? Can you eat it?
What?
Does that answer the question? Can you eat it?
The answer is you can eat it.
Right, okay.
You putter if you eat it, right?
Right.
So how can Rava say that if it got heated in the sun, you're chayiv? Right, as the Rava said, if it got heated by the sun, you're chayiv. Why? Because it can revert back. What kind of answer is that? Not true. It doesn't revert back. So Amalei, Dilma Vadai Kan Bechatas Chitzonios. The Brisa that said that if you cook blood, you're chayiv, he was talking about blood of an outer carbon. Kan, when the Iri said your putter, he was talking about bechatos pinimios, an inner chatos. Like what's an inner chatos? Like Yom Kippur, or Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. What's going on here? So says Rashi, in the Rashi of Kan bechatos chitzonios, ha diktoni ha kafes ha dam bechama v'achlu chayiv, When we said that if you heat up dam in the sunlight and then you eat it, you're still chayiv. What did we say? Because it can revert back. That's not the reason. That's not the reason. For who adin l'shal chulin tenin chulin dam ha'il v'roy l'kapara b'kadshim, because it could be used for a kapara for kadshim. For had amar ze'iri ain't over a love b'chatas pinimios. And when ze'iri said you're not chayiv for an inner chatas, what was he talking about? Kigon par v'se'ir manisrafim. Inner pars and inner sa'irs that are, the blood is applied in the Kodesh, you're not chayiv. Why? What's the difference? The time of fire shall come on. We're going to explain it in a minute. So we didn't explain the difference yet. Right? Omar. So Rava said back to Abaya. I skipped a line. Oh, Ishtik. I said Ishtik. He was quiet. Okay. Omale Dimavade Khanbrachatzonios Khazapanimios. Fine. Omar, it karton milsa the Omar of Chista. Yeah, you reminded me of something Rav Chista said. Rav Chista said like this. Dam shikarash, dam that got congealed, bechatos in a chatos, v'achlu, and you eat it, chayiv. You're chayiv. Why chayiv? Because it says v'lokach v'nosan amarachmana. V'lokach means to take. V'nosan means to apply the dam. But if the Torah uses the word v'nosan, can you take something that's hard? Yes. It means to apply it. But it says the word v'nosan. V'nosan means something that's a salad also. Therefore, if the blood congealed, you're still chayiv. However, b'chatas apaninios, on an inner chatos, v'achlu pater. If you eat that, you're pater. Why? Because v'taval v'hize omer rachmana. By a chatas apaninios, the Torah uses the word v'taval, which means you dip. V'hize, and you sprinkle. You can't dip in a salad. You can't sprinkle a salad. Therefore, if the blood hardened, it's not called dam. And therefore, if you eat it, you're not chayiv. Right? The high lav bar tvila v'azahu. Hard dam, can't sprinkle it, and you can't dip. You dip your finger, whatever it is, you can't do that. Therefore, if you eat it, you're not chayiv. That's all Ziri meant to say. Only on those chatases, if the blood, that you're not chayiv on those. Why? Because the Torah went out of its way to emphasize it has to be a liquid. V'rava didei, Omar, afilu v'chatos pnimis v'achlu chayiv. It doesn't make a difference, says Rava. What kind of distinction is that? Since it's true that the Torah said that. The Torah did say, emphasized as liquids. It did say that. Hoel u'kinegdo roi b'chatos hachitonios. Kinegdo is chatos hachitonios. In other words, you're right. In this world of the chatos pnimios, the hardened dam, the Torah says not to use it. The Torah emphasizes it wants to be liquid. But the same exact blood, in the same carbon, not the same carbon, on a chitonios carbon, is fine. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Right?
So we learned, I think it was in Yoma, that they were continually stirring the blood to stop it congealing. So
exactly the reason.
Right.
So this is exactly the reason.
Yeah.
But therefore, if you eat it, you putter. Says Rafa, why you putter? The same dam over there is chayiv. Right. Just because you're in the heichal and the Torah said it has to be dipped, therefore it's hard dam, you're not chayiv, why should that be? Doesn't make sense. Why should that be? I understand it. Different halacha. I understand. That's it. For that, they would sit there and stir it so it shouldn't congeal. I get that. And you don't eat it. And if it does congeal, you eat it. You putter? That's why. Why should you putter? Right? So Rava says, Afilu chatas b'nimios v'achlu chayiv. Hoel u'kinegdo roi b'chatas chitonios. Since in the chatas chitonios is roi, the answer is it's called dam. Okay, there's a quirk in the chatas b'nimios. It has to mamash be liquid. So, therefore you're not chayiv. Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach, Dam Chamor, the blood of a donkey, Shekarash V'achlo, Chayiv. If you eat that, you're Chayiv. Chayiv what? Chayiv eating, forget not kosher. It's not food. Hoel, Ukinegdo Roy, V'chatos Chitonios. In another carbon, this dam would be good for a Chatos Chitonios, not a donkey. Right? Rashi says. Afal pisha ain't a royal carbon. Even though you're not allowed to bring a donkey for a carbon, you're not allowed to do that. Vikalumeimar delo chayva Torah karish el adam a royal carbon. Maybe I would think the Torah only after eating dam from an animal that could be brought as a carbon. Does that make any sense? that the Torah will only aser dam from an animal that could be brought as a carb, meaning kosher animals. Not even chayes, right? Ela afilu chamar, even a donkey. De'ein, carbon, b'tmein. You can't bring a carbon from a donkey. You can't do that. Afilu haki chayev. You're still chayev if you eat the donkey's blood. Okay? Now, good?
Yeah.
Amar of Gidal, Amar... Yes, apparently, yeah. Now, Amar of Gidal, Amar Ze'iri, Rav Gidal said in the name of Ze'iri, Dam, Dam, blood, Bein Lach, Bein Yavesh, Chotzeitz. Whether or not it's wet, I'm not sure what that means, wet or dry. If it's dry, it formed a scab on your blood, on your body. Or if it didn't form a scab, but it's on you, but it's a stain on you, it's a chatzita. You go to the mikvah, and it's there, you didn't go to the mikvah, because it's blocking. Now, what on earth does this have to do with what we just talked about? Nothing to do with anything. So the Shach says that the previous Gemara of Ze'iri, the one about eating the dam that's cooked, should be amended to say Amr of Gidl Amr Ze'iri. So then it's the same person said it, so we say more things of the same person. Now,
yeah. Rashi said about the comparison between Chitzonos and the Pinimius, and the Rashi says, but what in the Chulin? Why is Chulin compared to Chitzonios and not to Pinimius?
Since it's edible by Chitzonios, then it's edible by Chulin as well. That's all he's saying. Since by Chitzonios, if it's hard, it doesn't say Zvika. No, it doesn't say the word Zvika. It says the word Venasan.
Right.
That could be a salad.
Right.
So Yechayev and Dama, it's a salad also. Chulin also Yechayev is a salad. That's all. That's all he meant to say. Meisve, one second. We just said, he just made a statement that even wet dam, it's a funny thing, wet dam, is chotzeitz. Is that true? That's what he said. Dam, bein b'yavesh, bein b'lach, bein b'yavesh, whether it's wet or moist or dry, it's a chatzitza. Meisve, 1 minute. Hadam, blood. Hadio, ink. Hadvash, honey. Chalav, milk. Yavashin, if they're dry and they form the scab. Chotzitzin. They make a chatzitza. Lachin in a chotzitzin. If they're moist, they don't. Right? Why don't they? Why not? What? What do you mean, right? So it won't, the whole question is not a question. I don't understand the whole question. What's the whole statement? Wet is a chatzitza? How could that be? It washes away.
What's not a chatzitza?
If it's dry, if it's a scab. What?
That's not wet.
That's yavesh. So what does it mean, lach? That's why that's a bias kasha. That's what the Gemara's kasha means for you. Hadam, hadio, all these things, when they're dry, they're not a chatzitza. When they're wet, they're not a chatzitza. The milk spilled on me. So when I go to the mikvah, it didn't dry. It's wet milk. I go to the mikvah. Right in the ante room of the mikvah, the milk spilled on me. I go into the mikvah. So I'm like, is it tar? Yes. Why? Because it's liquid. I got washed off.
That's why.
What?
That's
why. So how could the Iwi say Yechayev? How could the Iwi say it's a chatzitza, I mean?
He can say it. That doesn't mean possible.
Right, so what does that mean? What did he even mean? He's not a foolish... What did he mean to say? He meant to say halacha. What kind of halacha is that? How could that be?
Any blood.
So low kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha! Rav Gidl was talking about disarich. How do they translate the word sarich?
Sticky.
Oh, now that's the answer. Of course, no one holds that liquid is a chatzitza. It washes away. No, it was sticky. So by honey, it's sticky honey, right? Sticky milk, it's sticky. Has a stickiness to it.
It stays on.
Exactly. Ha! The low sarich. And the other bites of the does not sticky. So if it's not sticky, it washes away. Get out of the ear, makes sense.
So a sofa who's got ink stains on his fingers that are dried off, you can't scrub it off, that's a chatzitza?
You have to scrub it off. If you don't scrub it off, it's a chatzitza.
Okay.
You have to scrub it off, yeah.
I don't know. Ink might not be the same thing because it goes into the skin.
It's one of the things.
What do you mean? It says dio.
It says dio.
If it's yavashin, it's a chatzitza. No. Yeah. Ink in those days had a...
It's
a
consistency. Like when you put it on a
sefer Torah. It doesn't mean ink from a pen.
Exactly.
It's not the same thing. That was a mamash, a real, you know, had substance to it.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Next Gemara. So, the next Gemara is as follows. It says like this.
So what's the end result of blood?
If it's the end result of blood, it's a machlokes.
Can you eat it?
No, you can't eat it.
Okay.
In case you wanted to know, you can't eat
it.
Now, it says like this. It says in the Torah, V'chol carbon, minchascha, every carbon of your mincha, Bamelach timlach. Double lashon. You shall surely salt it. Bamelach timlach. Lo sash bismelach. Don't be stingy on the salt. Don't hold back. Right? Brit Elokecha. Again, al kar kabancha takiv melach. Said this three times. Melach timlach. Lo sash bismelach. Don't hold back the melach. Al kar kabancha takiv melach. Three times. So first of all, betimlach lamai asa. Why does it say double lashon? Melach timlach. Double lashon. Look at Tanya. Bemelach yachol tavonu. I would think you could put a lot of salt. I think that's what it means. Right? Tavonu means a lot. You have to put a lot of salt. Talmud lomar timlach, not so much. E timlach yachol meimelach. Then I would have thought you could put the meimelach. What's meimelach? Water salt, whatever that is. Sea salt. Talmud lomar timlach. No, that's the real salt. Velotishbas melach. I know these different salt. Losishbas melach. Then it says, don't hold back the salt. Right? Haba melach she'eno shoveses. Haba melach she'eno shoveses. What? Havi melach she'eno shoveses. Bring salt that doesn't stop being produced. What does that mean? Ve'ezuzu zu melach sedomis. It's melach sedomis. Ubenayin shim lo matzah melach sedomis. If you can't find any, shimevi melach istaroknis. You can bring that. Talmud lomar takriv kol shu. Okay, lechatchil and b'diavad. Fine. Takriv b'chol makom. You could bring mil. You could bring salt from any place. So Rashi says b'chol makom. Afilu michutz la'aretz. You can even bring salt from chutz la'aretz.
Wow.
What would I think? Everyone asks Rashi, what's he talking about? Right? There is no hakpada that anything in the Beis HaMikdash had to be, grow, raised, born in Eretz Yisrael. Except, there were two things. Except for the Omer, the Korban Omer, and the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Otherwise, you bring it from Chutzlar, it's a problem. What's going on here? Okay. Takriv, Fafilu, B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Right?
How do you get there?
What?
How do you get Takriv, Fafilu, B'Shabbos?
Takriv, always do it, even on Shabbos. So everybody asks, what's the issue that you can't do it on Shabbos? You're allowed to salt food on Shabbos. You're allowed to put salt in your chicken soup on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that.
Blood.
What?
It brings out the blood.
We're talking about a mincha. You're allowed to salt. You're allowed to salt your challah on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. Even on Shabbos, you could do it. What's the iser? You want to tell me ain't shavus? Fine. No. Even though the malacha is done, what's the malacha? What's the potential malacha? So you want to tell me it's going to salt and there's no salt in my food. You're allowed to salt food. So, okay. Takriv afilu betuma. Even if everyone's tamei, because then you can do avodah in betuma. My tavonu, what does that mean a lot? So Amar Rabbah Ulahachit Kamar, Yachal Yitovavanu Kitavin Batit. I would think you have to put in so much, like you put mortar in straw. Amale Abaya, Ihachi Yitovavenu Mibaili. You should have said that word. Ella Amar Abaya Yachal Yasano Kibinyan. I would think you put the salt on like a big tower. Amale Rava, Ihachi Yivonenu Mibaili. You should have said that. Ella Amar Rava, Yachal Tivonehu. My tivonehu, what does that mean? Amar Vashi, yachal yitain bo tam kibina. I'm not sure what this means. You have to put it on salt, tam kibina, that it gives tam to a person, like understanding to a person. I don't know what that means. Tamud lomar, timlach. That's why it says timlach. Ketaru, I'll say, what do you do?
I'm going to answer the question.
What's the question?
What is the answer?
I don't have an answer. Do they ask it over there?
Yeah.
What malach is that?
You're processing.
You have to, so there's an answer to that question.
You're processing it.
Right. The question on Rashi about the chutz la'aretz, there's no answer to that question. It's a sarachim. What did Rashi mean by that? There's no hakpada. It has to come from Eretz Yisrael, the salt. So ketaru otsay. What do you do?
Harai is stone. But stone is not in Israel.
Stone?
I don't know where stone is.
Sure, it's in Israel. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I asked a million people, they said they don't know where it's from. They don't say it's
the issue. They don't know where it is exactly, but no, they know it's in Israel.
It's got to be near the Dead Sea.
Yeah, it's by the Dead Sea.
Yeah, but it could be in Jordan. I mean, maybe it's not Israel. That's still in Israel.
So it's saying the Musaf and the Tamid on Shabbos, you can't
sell. You can.
No, it says you can't. Because it's a Malacha.
The Gemara said, Takriv Afilu B'Shabbos.
Yeah, for Micha, but not the Tamid and the Musaf.
Why? Because, then you really, okay, fine, fair enough, okay.
So that's the contrast that it's making.
Yeah, but my question was, why can't you salt the Mincha? What malach are you doing?
Because it's changing the...
But there's no such thing as salting on Shabbos, for food, for food. Yes, but not for food. You're allowed to, you ever salt your chicken soup? That's a malacha. The answer is, for food you're allowed to. You're allowed to do that. I agree, you can't salt meat, raw meat, because you're salting meat, you take out that. That's the malacha, that you're not allowed to do.
Right.
Nobody does that.
Because they're entirely burnt, and therefore they're not ochel, and therefore...
The mizbeach is ochel, same thing.
Anyway, the Gemara said, afilu b'Shabbos, what do you want from me?
But that was
the right, so the question I asked was, what did the Gemara have to tell me that for? It's obvious.
Right.
Why can't you? You're allowed to salt food.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
Yes, so now the thing with the tummy, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because they already have blood there and you have raw meat, that's interesting. Okay, fine.
Interesting.
Nice. Then, but that's the Shavuot. But you're allowed to do Malachas Daraisa also in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechter in the Beis HaMikdash.
Exactly.
Right? So.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's the main part. The salting is a secondary.
Okay, you have to give some answer like that. Okay, anyway. Mevi Aver, you bring the Aver, the nose saying Allah of Melach, you put salt on it, the Chozev HaHavcho, you turn it upside down, he puts salt on it again, and then you put it up on the mizbeach. That's by the same way, by the way, says Abaya. That's how you salt kosher meat to get me in your kitchen. Same way. That's what it means by kedera. What do you do? You turn it, put salt on top, turn upside down, you put salt again, and you salt it. Now, I never learned Hilchas Melicha in my life, right? So there's a whole 10 simanim in Shulchan Aruch on how to do Melicha, right?
Right.
You've done it?
Chicken wasn't used to do my butcher shop.
Right. So it's a whole process.
It's a process. Now, right. It takes a long time. You can't just...
Right. That's why kosher meat's expensive. That's one of the reasons.
The salt, right?
Tana Rabbanan. Melach shal gabe ha'ever. Melach shal gabe ha'ever. Right? Molen bo. If you use that aver, the salt. Melach shal gabe ha'ever. Right? If the salt on an aver, and you'd scrape off some of that salt to bring home for your Shabbos table, molen bo, you over me'ilah on that. Why? Tell your salt. Belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Shalgabi ha-kevesh, but if it's on the... What?
No double dipping.
Shalgabi ha-kevesh, that if it's on the ramp, in other words, wherever they salted it, some of it fell off, and it's on the ramp. Ooh, I'll be very big cheapskate. I'll scrape off the salt here from the ramp, and I'll bring it home. I'll save 39 cents. I don't have to buy salt. Afa al gabei kevesh uberosh shel mizbeach ein molen bo, or it's on the floor of the mizbeach. That's not meila. Amar of Masna, Mikra, with their pasuk that says that ve'ikravtem l'snei Hashem hakonim aleihem melach vehelu osam ola l'Hashem. Right. So Rashi says the second to last wide line, Mikra de'sha'al gabei ha'aver molen. That you're only over meila if the salt's already on the body of the animal, right? Dechtiv v'shlicho aleihem akonim melach v'halo osam ola alma de aver imalcho shneim kurin ola. Only if it's the aver together that's called an ola. Fine, that's called ola. Fine, very good. Now, tanan hasam we learned over there.
So,
yeah.
So the salt,
you're not allowed to take salt. You can't take items in the basement and bring them home. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So the salt, if it's on the aver, that's when you can't take the salt. But if some of the salt fell on the floor and want to scoop it up, that you can do. Yeah. So Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Over where? So Rashi says, B'mesech Shkalim, it says in Shkalim, Al Shiva Dvarim Hisnu Bezdin. Bezdin made 7 conditions for those people working in the Beit HaMikdash. The Elu Shnayim Mehem. These are 2 of them. Ala melach v'ala etzim shel kodesh, on the etzim and the melach of kodesh, shahakahanim al melach v'ala etzim, shihu ka'anim, shihu hakohanim noasin bohem. They're allowed to have hana from the salt or the etzim of the mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash. Salt or the wood. They're allowed to have hana. And what does that mean? They're allowed to have hana.
They can take it.
What?
They can take it.
That what it means? Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu ela likarbonam. That's only if they want to bring a carbon. Avalachila, lo. They can't just say, oh, let's take some salt from the Lishkat HaMelach and have some salt. They can't do that. Kasoka daitach, my likarbonam. What does it mean for their carbon? Limloach karbonam. If they want to salt their own carbon, they don't have to bring salt from the house, like everybody else does. They're allowed to use the salt from the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Okay? What does it mean, la'achila? Right? La'achila's kachim, eating the kachim. Right? Okay? That's what it means. So again, we learned the Mishnah in Avos, in Shkalim, that says, ala melach v'ala etzim, the melach and the salt, the kahanim are allowed to have hana. Shmuel said, lo shanu el lekarbonam. That's only true for their carbon. But for achila, lo. Not for eating. What does it mean for their carbon? For the carbon that they bring. What does it mean for eating? Eating karbonos of other people, the Rashi says. The guy brings a chatas, the Kohen gets to eat it. Right? Look, kasol kadaitach, my karbonam, lumbaloach karbonam, to salt their own karbonos. My lachila, what does it mean lachila? Lachila's kachim. Right? Rashi says lachila's kachim means, klomar, lachila hamagil lechelkam, food that comes to their portion. Kigon, chazav ashok, chatas ashamos, hayachid mevi, yachid brings it, they eat it, I eat, the Kohen eats, your chatas, your rasham. Hashta, 1 second. Hashta, limloach oros kachim yavinon. 1 second. We'll allow the Kohen, the salt of the Beis HaMikdash, to tan the hide of the Ola that gets the hides. That will let. But lachilos kachim lo yavinon. But he can't use the salt to eat? Doesn't make any sense. They can't salt the meat to have some salty meat, that they can't do. But to use the salt for the hide, they could do. Titania, nims is at the Omar, b'shlosha makomos, hamelach nosena, nosona. There are 3 times when salt is applied. Salt is donated, salt is around. B'lishkas hamelach, there's a room where they donated salt. Number 2, v'algavi ha-kevesh, on the ramp. And number 3, b'rosh shal mizbeach. In top of the mizbeach. B'lishkas hamelach, shesham mochet oros kachim. That's where they would salt the oros ha-kachim. So they got the salt. They were allowed to use the salt to tan their own hides. That they got from the ola, right? The ola is burnt. The skin's taken off. Given to the Kohen. What does he do with it? He makes a pocketbook for his wife, right? So what does he do? He tans it. He needs salt. He can use the salt from the Beis HaMikdash. That he can use, but he can't use salt to put the salt on his steak. That he can't do. Agabe HaKevesh, on the ramp. Shesham Malchan as HaYivarim. That's how they would salt the Yivarim, on the ramp. And Barosh HaShal Mizbeach, Shesham Malchan HaKomets. That's how they would salt the Komets, the Lavona, the HaKetores. They would salt the Ketores on the top of the Mizbeach, Hachitzon, where it's not even burnt, says Tosvos, Uminchas Kahanim, Uminchas Koy Mashiach, Uminchas Nesachim, V'olas Ha'ov. All these things were salted on the top of the Mizbeach. Right? So the question is, how could it be that they're not allowed to eat the salt? How could that be? They can use the salt for hides, not for eating? What kind of distinction is that? So just for a second, Tosvos says, 1 second, what are they salting the Ketores over there for? What's the Ketores? First of all, I didn't even know they sold Ketores. Right? It's what? You ever say Peter Maktores? Doesn't it say in there you have salt? So where'd they salt it? But what do you do with Ketores? It was burnt every day on the little Mizbeach. What did the Gemara just say? Where would they salt it? On the top of the big Mizbeach. Salting it there? Why there? What are they doing there? The Tosfos says, in the Tosfos of Maktores, Vim Tomar, Lama Mochan HaKetores, Rosh Hashem Mizbeach. Why are they burning it? Why are they holding it there? Yoser Me'ala Kevesh. Why are you going up the ramp? They're taking it to the other Mizbeach anyway. Why do they go up to the top of the ramp and salt it on top? Salt it on the Kevesh at least. That's where all the salting was done. V'alo b'Mizbeach ha'panimi ha'yikarv. It was brought in the inner Mizbeach. What are you doing up there in the top of that Mizbeach? Listen to Tosfos' answer. V'yei Shlomar. L'fi sha'al ha'kevesh Hayu mislachlich badam. Hey Varim. The Kevish was a very bloody place.
So?
What? Aval ala mizbeach hayu molchin davar yavish. On the top of the mizbeach, they were told all solids, not liquid things. Kigomet, Lavona, Michas Kahan, Minachos, Kar Mashiach. Much cleaner place. Much cleaner place. Afal pi shayumolchin sham olas ov. Yeah, but they also salted the olas ov, which was already dead, so therefore it was bloody. That's a small thing, those birds. Those are small birds, not big fat animals. Small birds, much cleaner place to salt. Very interesting.
It doesn't answer the question.
What were they doing up there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe they didn't want to bring salt in there.
Yeah, what about the rest of the stuff?
What?
Compound mixture.
Right.
So what are you doing? You need mixture, do it over there.
Right.
If you're walking in, just throw salt on it.
I hear. So the Gemara, here, good question, yeah, okay. So the Gemara asked the following question. How could it be that we let Kahanim use the salt for their hides, but they can't use it to eat? How could that be? Eli says, you're right. Myla carbonum, what does it mean that they're allowed to use the salt for their carbon? Lachila's carbonum. Umay lachila, what does it mean they can't eat? When can't you use the salt? Ah, lachila's chulim. I bring a sandwich from home for my lunch, I'm the Kohen, and I'm sitting, I'm eating my sandwich. You know what? I could use some salt, this sandwich. I'll take some salt from that you can't do. That you're not allowed to do. That salt you can't take for that purpose. Now, right?
What would be the havamina that you would be allowed to take it? It's hektish.
What?
What would be the havamina you're allowed to take?
You're allowed to use it for the salt, your kabanos.
But kabanos is
okay. Hektish. So that's exactly the point. So you're right. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute what the chiddush was. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute. Chulum shita, my boy Hassam. What a minute. You can't bring a sandwich from home and eat the sandwich in the Beit HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. Are you allowed to do that? Is a Kohen allowed to do that? He's going to bring a sandwich from home and eat. It's not kachem. It's right. From his house. He's going to eat tzar. It's all good. He's going to eat that in the Beit HaMikdash. Is he allowed to do such a thing? Right? Rashi says, Chulun Ba'azara. It's Chulun in the Azara. What are you doing? You can't bring a sandwich. Right? Is that chulun in the Azara?
Why is that chulun in the Azara?
What?
Because you brought it from home. It's not hektish. It's not hektish.
Says Tosfos.
Makes it maktish before he walks in.
No, it doesn't maktish it. It's not a carbon. It's a sandwich from home. It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right.
Right? What's wrong with that? Rashi says chulun bazara. Says Tosfos. In shum iser. There's no avira. There's no avira. Lahachnis chulun toch azara. There's no avira to bring a sandwich into the Azara. No avira. Ella, rather, you can't shecht an animal in the Azara. That you can't. You can't shecht an animal. Ella, shemakriv osam. You can't shecht them. Aval, lechol chulin toch Azara. To eat a sandwich I brought from home in the Azara. Ain't no usser. It's not usser. Right? I'm reading from the Shita Mekubetz that's quoting a Tosfos.
Yeah, what would be the problem? I see it's in chulin Azara. I understand it. He doesn't like the
menu
that day, so.
So Tosfos answers, Mr. G's answer, it was uncommon to do that. It was uncommon. So, you have a havamina that you could use the salt from the Beit HaMikdash on your sandwich? Exactly. Which nobody did that anyway? Because so much to eat there, what you bring food from home for?
It's like going to a restaurant and bring your own sandwich.
Exactly. So food like galore. Food galore over there. No such thing. No such thing in Halacha. No such, of course not. Of course not. Halacha, such a thing? Absolutely not. Really?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Of course not. Of course. No one says that, by the way. The only one who says that. The only one who says that.
What?
That he's a vegetarian. There's no such thing in Halacha to be a vegetarian. No such thing. It's clear it's no such thing. No such thing. What? No such thing. It's a 21st century thing. It's a mishigas. 20th century mishigas. To be a vegetarian. Not for health reasons. Health reasons, different story. For societal reasons, the total mishigas. But so a guy brings it from home. First of all, it was never done. A guy did it. What's the havamina? You could use just the salt from the base. Of course, he can't. Rashi is difficult. Rashi. Yeah. This is difficult. Rashi. What do you mean by that? Anyway. So. Afagav de Omar Mar Yochlu Shiochlu Imachul Nutruma Kedeshin Echelat Al Sova. Even though this such might be such a concept, right? that the leftover minchas. Yochlu, it says in the pasuk you could eat it. Yochu ima chulun utruma. They would eat it with chulun and truma. Kadesh tehei nechal al sova. So it should be eaten full, you know, on al sova. Right? Afilu hachi melach kachim yolavin lahu. Even if you want to do that, you still can't bring the kachim. You still can't bring put salt on it. Amalei ravina l'ravashi. Hachinai misdabra. These talking that the chmai l'kabarim l'maloach. If you thought that the salting meant you can't salt the carbon, why not? Taima da asni bezdin, halo asni bezdin lo. Why? Because the bezdin made a condition, and if they would have made a condition, then no. Hashta, li Yisrael yavinan l'kahanam lo yavinan, but for Yisrael will give for kahanam not, the Tanya, yachal amir elai mincha yavi melech mitoch beso. I would think you have to bring the salt from your house. Kederach shi yavi lavona mitoch beso. Like you have to bring lavona from your house for dinner, it's a kal v'chomer. Nemar havi mincha v'havi melech. The Nemar Havi Mincha Havi Lavona Ma Lavona Mitok Beso Af Melach Mitok Beso.
This is a house that you're paying for.
Exactly, you're doing it from your house. Oh, Klach Lederach Zu. How we can learn like this? Nemar Havi Mincha Havi Melach. Never Havi Mincha Havi Eitzim Ma Eitzim Mishal Tzibor. You don't have to bring your own wood for the Mizbeach. The Beis Hamikdash took care of that. Af Melach Mishal Tzibor. So too the Tzolt also you don't have to bring from your house. Nemar Lemi Doma. What's the Doma like? Donin Davar Hanoig B'chol Azvachim. Right, which is wood. Midavar hanoeg b'chol azvachim, which is salt. V'al tochiach levona she'ena noheges b'chol azvachim. You don't be a levona on every carbon has levona. O klach l'derech zu. Or learn like this. Don in davar shabayimah b'kli echad. Midavar ba b'kli echad. Levona and the komet were in the same kli. V'al yochichu eitzim she'ena bo'an elam b'kli echad. Don't bring me wood. It doesn't come in the same kli at all. Tamad lomar brismelach olam hu. L'halan uomar mi'es b'nei Yisrael brismel olam. Ma'ala halan. Just like over there. Over where? Lechem aponim, mishal tzibur, afkan, so too salt, mishal tzibur, is from the tzibur. Okay, so what do we learn out from the gzeir shava? That the salt, who paid for the salt? The tzibur paid for it, not you, right? So why do you need a tanai bezin for this? Why do we need a tanai bezin? Why do we need a tanai bezin? It's a pasuk. A Yisrael doesn't have to bring his own salt, why do I have to bring my own salt? Of course I can use the salt of the, the bezin said, kahanim can use salt. Why not? A tanai bezin. The pasuk says that, right? So must be, right? Right. It must be. It meant for the achilas karbanim, not just for the process of the carbon, but even later. I want to put salt on my mizbeach on my carbon. It was for that. That's the chiddush. That was a tanai bezin, right? Exactly. Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. Hachikamar of Shisha Breid Ravidi. Lo nitztrucha, we don't need the Tanai, Ella leben Bukhri. We need the Tanai for the Vart of Ben Bukhri. We'll stop here, because Ben Bukhri is going to have a whole thing. Our Kahanim thought to themselves that they don't have to pay Machzor Shekel. They thought that. They were wrong, but they thought that. So because they thought that, maybe they also thought wrong things about other things in the Beis HaMikdash. Comes along the Gemara, now we have to make a condition. Yeah. I don't know, it's a spice. Yeah. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.